This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this
is a politically neutral organization.
It is our belief.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. I am a boat rock.
You know what? Have you ever dissected the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm going to let Red Skeleton, a comedian back from the 60s, do it for you. What about 13 Resolutions to Live By, Jonathan Edwards, the Great Reformer? Good stuff to talk about today, friends, really. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Side note, interestingly enough, I was just on Who's Show this morning. Chuck Morse, his nationwide radio show from 9 to 10. It was only supposed to go to a half-hour mark, 30-minute mark, but it didn't work out that way. He's a long-winded brother, I'm telling you. But anyways, in saying that, he just said, Bradley, what is it that you find when you're dealing with these leftists? Again, he used the word leftist. And I said, well, you're dealing with an enemy that's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. And he said, well, why do you think that is? I said, because they don't have the facts on their side. I said, we have the law on our side. We have God on our side, the lawgiver. I said, the only argument against us, my friend, is an unholy lifestyle, and they don't want to get caught up in a debate like that because they know that they're going to lose. Because truth demands a response, and they don't have truth to respond to. Because what it does, the truth, it falls back on them. Just like I say constantly, friends, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. That's what happens. That's why they never, ever, ever call into the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the most part, I don't blame them. But I will open up the lines if you're one of those leftists. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our brand new media outsource, giving you the news that the state-run media does not want to give you. And it also brings about resolve. So we're educating you in the process as to bring about resolve. And, well, Sons of Liberty Media is really for those that want to take responsibility. So when you check out that website, give us your 2 cents, give us your thoughts. But, folks, let's adhere to the principles in which we were given. And, therefore, if we act upon those principles, we can restore our republic that has been given unto us through much sacrifice. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different outlets there. You got Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. You can also go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, Mr. Washington said. And, of course, he got that from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, 1 John 3:18. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mrs. Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Have you ever met people like that that don't think for themselves? It's not a good place to be. You want to have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And funny you should mention Mr. George Washington, who definitely said deeds, not words. That is who I'm talking about today, is Mr. George Washington. He was a plethora of wisdom. So we're going to take from his knowledge, and we're going to learn ourselves from Mr. George Washington what he had to say about many different things and topics. First of all, he said this: be courteous to all, but intimate with few, and let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence. it's a very difficult lesson to learn sometimes. You know, I've heard people say before, well, you like everybody at first. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you That's like true. Everybody at first. You have to make sure that they're tried before you give them your confidence. This is the wisdom of Mr. George Washington. In fact, he said, associate with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for it is better to be alone than in bad company. So sometimes you think, oh, I want so many friends and I want to hang out with this crowd and this group of people. No, no, no. It's better to be alone than to be in bad company and to not be associating yourself with men of good quality.
Well, Scripture tells us in the 1 Corinthians 15 that bad company corrupts good character.
That's
so
exactly right.
Why wouldn't we, right?
That's right. Now, Mr. George Washington also said this, for those of you people who like to offer excuses, it's better to offer no excuse than a bad one. You know, it's better to obey and just do things right the first time than to make an apology for why you didn't do things right. And if you're motivated and led by the Spirit, no one will have to tell you to do anything. You're going to be motivated by the Spirit to be able to get things done and not make excuses as to why you can't. So for those of you slackers out there, get the job done. Now, he also said this, the Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon. Words of wisdom again from Mr. George Washington. I thought it was kind of interesting. He also made this quote. He said, happiness.
Comments.
Comment, yes. Happiness and moral duty are.
Statement.
Statement, there you go. All right, quote. It's a quote from George Washington. This was his statement that said, happiness and moral duty are inseparably connected. So you will say, oh, I want to be so happy. Well, if you want to be happy, then obey the law of God. Do your moral duty.
Well, here, let me tell you this way. Thomas Paine, one of the founders, said this. He said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatiguing of supporting it. Of course.
That's right.
So everybody's got to do their part.
That's exactly right. And he was the
author. You like?
I like that a lot. You know, and it's amazing how you cannot have true joy and peace outside of doing your moral duty before God and also unto man, because the Bible clearly tells us to do unto others as we would have them done unto us. I'll do a few more. He said, it's impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. And he also said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, which we see so many attacks on our freedom of speech nowadays, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. So the next time people try to say, oh, well, you know, you're crossing those lines, you can't quite speak your mind. No, we have the freedom of speech in this nation for a reason. And finally, he said, government is not reason, it is not eloquent, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. We have to make sure that we guard against the impostures of pretended patriotism, George Washington said. And of course, back to his ultimate statement, which you receive from the Bible, deeds, not words. You judge a man by their fruit, by what they do, and not by what they say. So some words of wisdom from Mr. George Washington.
Awesome. Have you ever heard Red Skeleton's Pledge of Allegiance? I'm going to play a piece for you from 1969. It was a telecast of Red Skeleton actually itemizing line upon line, precept upon precept, and giving in detail the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's pretty cool stuff, friends, but it just brings you back a little bit. And for you old-timers, I was 3 years old in 1969. Does that make me an old-timer yet?
I think you're still some young man, and you're not from, like, Bangkok or
China. Yeah, you know,
China,
how does that work? Is one man and one woman knows, and we used to have two guys here, and we used to call ourselves some young men.
So we would be some young
women.
Folks?
Men. Yeah.
Folks. We
can
be
folks. You got to say it like you're saying something like that. But we're going to play Red Skeleton's Pledge of Allegiance right when we get back. And then, friends, 13 resolutions to live by. And we might even talk about, well, whose report are you going to believe? But we're going to first hit headline news. Pretty crazy stuff happening today in America, friends. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, pushing fear, which incapacitates. We got to get over that fear, friends, by faith. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. What a sick, twisted scenario. I'm looking at the headline news across the United States right now, friends. Wow, wow, wow. Here, let's just start it out here. Okay, we have actor Robin Williams dead at 63 years old. He apparently hung himself with a belt. We'll see if there was foul play. Dictionary.com scorches homeschoolers. If you wish to teach your children such nonsense, say they. Mayor makes startling disclosure on looters. People started driving in from other areas and stealing stuff. Fox News star, you ready for this? They're coming for us. That proves my point to a T. What have I always told you? They love to push fear because fear sells, doesn't it? It creates dependency, doesn't it? I'm talking about a diabolical fear, friends, not a filial fear. Fox News star, they're coming for us. Warns Obama, Islamic State threatens U.S. Okay, now let's again, friends, let's just go back to numbers here just for a second. Just let's go to the natural man just for a moment. Okay, they are coming for us. Warns Obama, Islamic State threatens the United States of America. We're not talking about a third world dictator here. We're talking about the president of the United States encouraging 312 million people to basically capitulate in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. You are what you eat. You feed on fear, guess what you're going to do? You're going to become fearful. You feed on faith, guess what? You become an overcomer. But here again, talking about headline news across the country, they're coming for us! Warns Obama, Islamic State threatens the United States of America! Did you hear that, America? Did you hear that? Is it working, America? Headline news, black principal racially abused white teacher. That's what I was laughing about earlier. Congressman on mission to disarm federal agencies. Militarized IRS, militarized FDA, SSA, DOE erodes trust, he says. Oh, you think? Headline news, when Obama orders amnesty, like as if to say he's got the lawful authority to do that, friends. The only reason it is happening, friends, because a good portion of the American people are allowing it to happen. That's the only reason it is happening, friends. Headline news, foreign power crushing United States in critical area, allowing one man in his criminal administration to dismantle your military, to teach your military, your sons and daughters to bow to Islam, America's sworn enemies, namely the jihadists, the Muslim extremists. Ooh, I got the chills. We need to get that bunker today. We need to get it built. We need to get that water purifier stuff. We need to get more radio so we can listen to more fear come from the anti-American sentiments, ungodly sentiments coming from those news anchors from across the land that are doing nothing but inundating the American people with defeatism and fear and fear and fear. Isn't that awesome? Friends, it's ungodly. It's ungodly in every sense of the word, and it sickens me to the core. Here's another one. Headline news. Faith under fire. Five-year-old Christian boy cut in half by ISIS. Friends, who is ISIS? Who is funding ISIS? Why don't you ask yourself that question? Headline news. Porn star brutally assaulted by war machine. Oh, lovely relationship that just went bad for a moment. But everything's okay, I'm sure. These sick relationships today. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. Mommy, my boyfriend's beating me up. And then the cops come and knock on the door. And then she answers the door and says, No, Mr. Officer. He loves me. Everything's okay. It's okay. He beats me up because he loves me. Wow. Fast food chains forced to reveal China suppliers. Interesting. Huh. Headline news. Town renames Kennedy Center to Obama Center. Now, folks, we are talking about the little leaven again. We're talking about the little speck of what Obama's accomplishing in this country. But the state-run media, namely the conservatives, are right there to help things along and magnifying defeatism and pushing their fear. I'm on a conservative outlet. What's the difference between that and a leftist outlet?
Yeah.
Well, there isn't one.
Yeah, if you're trying to push defeatism and fear.
They're pushing the message of the leftists, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Will ABC rename show The View from the Left? Headline news. Osama bin Laden issues challenge to Obama. Folks, if you go to Egypt, I've seen a documentary on Osama bin Laden, and they basically had said that not only was the Muslim Brotherhood, but also Osama bin Laden. Going to Egypt, friends, the Egyptian people said that he was a created figure. He didn't exist. They were using it to instill fear across the world, to bring in a totalitarian government through the use of the militant jihadists. You know, we just heard last week that the Muslims are saying, you know, we love death the way that you in the West love life.
Yep.
Well, then why don't we give it to them?
That's right.
I mean, the fight's already been picked, friends. It's not like they're still picking a fight. You know, the problem is again, we go back to the issues here at hand, and we see that the American people are tolerating it, and we see that the conservatives are helping their enemies along by promoting the news of what the enemy is doing. You know what, friends? Why don't we live in such a fashion where the enemies worry about what you're doing? Why don't we live in such a fashion that we are so godly and we are so empowered by the Holy Ghost that the devils flee just in the presence of his children across the land, namely the 78% that profess they're Christians? Mm-hmm. Why don't we start magnifying what the enemy's afraid of? Because it's almost like this, friends. It's almost like going back into the 40s, and instead of hailing the heroes that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have, what we do is we magnify Hitler. We keep talking about how great Hitler is. We keep talking about how bad Hitler is. No, America knew back in the 40s that he was so bad that he had to be dealt with because we walked in the light, which snuffed out that darkness. So why don't we go back and learn from history, namely from those that were willing to lay it down for what we have today, even going all the way back to our forefathers, why don't we emulate them? Why don't we emulate the Christ that we see them following?
Amen.
Because that's where the victory's at. Not about how big and bad and the Fox stars, you know, Fox News telling us about, you know, they're coming for us. There's nothing you can do about it. Your enemy knows that there's a gun behind every blade of grass, America. You want to tell you why you haven't been overthrown yet? First of all, the mercy of God. Secondly, because you're an armed nation, but you see this administration trying to systematically disarm you. And instead of dealing with the issues at hand, which would be this quick and this simple, note what we want to do is we want to magnify the crimes of those that are committing the crimes. And I'm talking to the conservatives now, because it's all across the board. I can't stand it. I don't want to be around it. I can't stand being around people that sit there and talk about defeat over and over and over and over and over again. There's nothing we can do about it. Look what the enemy's doing. I mean, it's like going around and magnifying what the devil's done when Jesus already broke his neck through the cross of Calvary.
That's right.
Spoiling principalities and powers, the enemy was, through the cross of Jesus Christ. And when we're willing to bear our cross, then we're going to see the results that God is going to perform through those that love him enough to obey him. It's really that simple, America. Patriots, conservatives, Christians, you're all one and the same. But nope, here we are. We're going backwards, and we're magnifying the crimes of the enemy within. And we know what the enemy's doing, but we don't do anything with the enemy within. And we think for some reason this too will pass. No, the only thing passing, friends, is your freedoms. That's the only thing passing. Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to play Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance. Chase duly corrected me. He duly rebuked me for saying skeleton. I'm always told that he was Red Skelton. I didn't know he was Skelton. It's kind of a weird last name. Skelton, I thought it was a made-up name. That's why I thought it was Red Skelton. But what he's going to do is he's going to give you a little discourse on the Pledge of Allegiance. And then, folks, what I want to do is I want to talk about whose report are you going to believe? I really do. Because when we look in Scripture, friends, we see that God gave holy the land to Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because they took heed to the commandments of the Lord. And God gave them every place that their foot tread upon.
That's right.
And he failed not, just think about this, friends, he failed not one word of his covenant to those that took him at his word. He failed not one word of his covenant to those that took him at his word. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about, well, actually, I'll let Red Skelton in 1969 telecast the Red Skelton's show. I'm going to let him actually expound the Pledge of Allegiance. Pretty cool stuff, folks. We're going to come right back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Anytime you'd like to jump in, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, check out Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. We'll be right back.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. We got Pete calling from California. How are you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. How are you? How are you doing in California?
I have two comments, okay? One question and one comment, kind of. First comment is, did you hear about the two gay Supreme Court judges?
Oh, there's a whole mess of them.
They tried each other.
Okay.
You didn't get that?
Yeah, I got that.
Well, the comment I want to make is, did you see that video where they have online of all the riots that happened in Missouri because that kid got shot?
Yep.
I saw the guy, there's a guy that was looting, there's a bunch of people that were looting, and this guy had his pants sagging down to his ankles almost, and his pants almost came off and he's trying to steal shoes and stuff from the store. And I thought to myself, isn't this kind of how all of our society's going because of the lawlessness and the sin against God?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, there's no question. Yeah, I think a lot of this which is going on across the land, I personally believe that there's provocateurs in the center of what's taking place on a nationwide basis, because what you begin to do is look at history. Even go back to the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King, and what was going on in Memphis, and several of his walks, his peace marches, they had provocateurs the government would set in because J. Edgar Hoover hated Martin Luther King so bad, and they were afraid of the power that he had through his leadership. And saying that to counter what you're seeing today, I believe a lot of the stuff that you're seeing today is acted out through provocateurs. In this particular situation where a black kid was shot by a cop, well, we need the facts again, and we see that the divide and conquers at work again through the state-run propagandists trying to divide the American people. But, you know, it's an issue of law, not an issue of skin color, and we need to remember
correct.
That in this particular situation.
Romans 2:11 says that there's no excuse to be racist. But the thing is, you know what I think is wild, though? Nothing's new under the sun. This has been going on. The names just changed. It's always been a regime change. Nebuchadnezzar, Caesar, Pharaoh, the Tsar. That's all it is. Human nature, because of what Adam and Eve did, goes from empire to ashes, until the Lord destroys it all and brings in his worldly, his celestial government. Because, you know, that's just what our human nature does. And every now and then we have a godly leader that bases his rule off of godly principles, but it says for the lawlessness of a nation, there's going to be many kings. And, I mean, we just have to look at the history book. I think Ezekiel says that, you know, history repeats itself. There's a million different things in there, but we have a lawless administration, a regime like Rush Limbaugh calls it. And, you know, how much more can people tolerate? How much more? It used to be they hide it. Now it's in your face, and they're like, oh, you know, just deal with it. So,
yeah. Well, I think the sad thing about history, Pete, is the fact that people don't learn from history. I remember opening up a book, and it said, What Man Has Learned from History was the title on the front cover, and you open it up, and all the pages are blank. And as you're mentioning, you know, the different regime changes in Pharaoh and Caesar and so on, you know, it made me think of our founding forefathers. They changed history. They didn't let the tyrant King George rule just because he had...
John Adams said they took a leap in the dark.
That's exactly right. So they didn't just let him have free reign because he had more troops and he was more well-supplied and he just wanted to do whatever he wanted to do. No, there were men of God who rose up with God on their behalf, who was strong. I mean, the providential things that happened during the Revolutionary War were amazing because they wholeheartedly followed the Lord. And look at how history changed. They didn't get ruled over a tyrant. They made the course of the United States of America, and look, here we are today.
Yeah, they ruled the tyrant. They ruled the tyrant by submitting themselves to the meek King of Glory.
That's right. Another point
that
King Jesus.
There's another point that Pete made. Human nature. We cannot fall to the excuse of human nature because we have a Christ that we can go to, who empowers us by grace to overcome ourselves. And it's interesting too. I believe it was a preacher of God that said, there's always going to be wars because of human nature, but the only thing that can change human nature is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we all have the option, and we are a Christian nation, so we need to get back to Jesus Christ. This is Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance. Red Skelton's, I'm pacifying here, Chase, right in front of me. So, did you get that, Chase? I just wanted to make sure. But this is his version of the Pledge of Allegiance. Listen carefully. Some of you old-timers, you may remember this.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together.
There's an anointing.
States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern.
That's right.
And government is the people.
That's right.
And it's from the people to the leaders.
Amen.
Not from the leaders to the people.
Amen.
For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided.
Amen.
With liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Amen.
Under God.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Well, what do you think of that, friend?
I
think that's 1969, televised.
Awesome.
Televised. And we again can see what's under attack.
Yep.
And the unthinkable. I mean, if we were to take some of these people, go back to 1969 and say this is what it's going to be like in 2014, they would have said no way.
Yeah, you know, I often think about that. And my grandmother actually just recently turned 96 years old. And if you think
young.
About young, because she turns the numbers around, so she's really, you know, 36. But it's amazing how when you think about her life, how it began and how she grew up and the things that she experienced and how innocent things were and how clean things were back when she was younger and growing up. And to how they've changed today. I mean, she's witnessed it all over the years.
Yeah.
And you can think of, you know, how the Bible
she
talks about.
She just missed the Titanic, am I right?
Yeah.
3 years
yep.
away from that. Yeah.
That's right. And with much wisdom comes much sorrow. I mean, you look and say, my goodness, the America that I grew up in and that I raised my children up in is not the same America that we're seeing today. It's amazing how some of these old timers that have witnessed all this, what must be their reflection in their heart when they look upon this country and seeing where, you know, it's failed and where the ball has been dropped, which is all the more reason for us to pick up the baton and say, listen, no matter what, we're going to go forward to preserve freedom for our posterity.
I want to interject a thought really quick, though, because when we look at the older generation now, to those veterans, to those that have fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, we have the freedom to do the right thing. I say they've done their job.
They have.
To the older generation that hasn't done their job, they are the reason that we are where we're at today, because they allowed a government to become so corrupt, namely because of the pulpits that remain silent in this country, that it sickens me to the core. But again, that's why we are standing up, and we are standing up, and we are being counted.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of weird things happened in, you know, the 60s and the 70s, the whole hippie movement and the free love.
Were you there?
I think our, well...
Your parents are...
Hippies, yes. But with the whole free love movement, I think we got away from what true love was, and we said free love is really lawlessness. Do whatever you want to do, love whoever you want to love.
A love that hates God's government.
That's right, a love that spits against the commandments of God and says, no, we're just going to, we have the freedom to just, you know, do whatever we want to do. And listen, freedom is not the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Freedom is the right for you to do what you ought to do, namely follow the commandments found in the Bible. And I think we let that slip, and a lot of those that rose up and were growing up during that era kept that same mentality onto their children. And, you know, it's like, you know, I think it was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is never one generation away from extinction. If we don't instill these principles to our posterity, to our young people, what's going to happen when they raise up and become our rulers?
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we invest in the younger generation.
Let me bring this into scriptural context. 1 John 5:3 says, in fact, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
That's right.
Wow.
Jesus also said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
How many people profess to love God? It's like,
amen.
You say, oh, I love the Lord, and you ask him, do you know
I love him.
Do you know three to ten commandments?
I
don't really have time for all that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
This is what I'm going to hit really quick. And they spake unto all the company, the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delights us, in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey, the best of everything. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Folks, whose report do you believe? at Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Last segment, just on the other side of this break, 1-866-233-0747.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. So whose report are you going to believe, friends? I'd like to safely state, firstly, that it was Joshua and Caleb that were going to give this good report on the behalf of the word of the Lord, to give all this as a promise. Therefore, Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit, and it, again, friends, is important to note that the fruit of a different spirit was accredited to them that follow the Lord wholly. No compromises, no excuses. And when they're wrong, they confess and they forsake, for they shall be washed in the blood of Jesus, 1 John. Numbers 32:12 says, save, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun. He did have parents, by the way, friends. It's not possible that he would be the son of Nun. I just thought I'd share that. Okay. And Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. They served the Lord God of heaven with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And in his goodness gave these promises, in God's goodness gave these promises to possess the land. Friends, possess means to drive out previous occupants, to possess in their place. That's the church's business, spiritually speaking. And to rebel against the Lord was to be in an unbelief to his promises to take the land in America. In other words, for those that say, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yep.
Well, that's unbelief, friends. That's rebellion towards God. Folks, I've also noticed over and over since I have become a Christ-like child by his grace. Amen. that every paper or article I get from a church, a confessing Christian newspaper, or out of the mouth of a confessing Christian is a lot of unbelief, disbelief, and a whole lot of this is going wrong and that is going wrong, so on and so forth. In other words, this is bad and that's bad. Let me say it this way. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing but unbelief and defeat. But friends, the question that I have for you is, where in the Bible did God ever once promise his children defeat?
He didn't.
He never has. Never one time has he ever, ever offered defeat to his children. He promised them victory, but where was the victory found? It was always found in the Christ, that rock in which followed 1 Corinthians 10. So when we look to what's going on in this country, we can see Romans 12:21 states, just contrary to what's going on in this country, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And again, God never once promised defeat. He promised victory. Unto Moses, he said in Deuteronomy 1:8, behold, I set the land before you, go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And unto Joshua, God said in Joshua 1:3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And unto Abraham, what did God say? All the way to Christ, the victory was provided, but yet man failed to believe the God of heaven and Jesus Christ. They always professed the bad report. Now, today it's just the opposite. The majority of the confessing church claims that they have all the answers, but it gives nothing but corrupt fruit with no results. Why would I want to go to a church that is defeated in every sense of the word, every step of the way, even going so far as to praise the devil for what he's doing to the church,
okay,
when we've already been given power over all of the works of the enemy, Scripture tells us? Folks, the church is hand in glove with the world. They are no longer the light. They are being led about by a very corrupt government rather than the other way around, conforming to the leaving of Herod, following the president's decree instead of God's. They're making deals of give a little, take a little, while God has said the whole time that he would give the land to those that who believe. The Church of Christ believes all the king's decrees. The King Jesus Christ, when he said, take the land, that is exactly what his children will do. So don't be fooled by those that name themselves Christians when the fruit of the God of heaven doesn't bear witness. Because God promises yet again nothing but victory. God's promises also trials, afflictions, tribulations unto victory, because we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And it was Jesus that said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. He said, and again, Romans 8:37, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors, to win the war through him that loved us. Jesus said to his children, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit at my throne, even as I also overcame and then sat down with my Father in his throne. Revelations 3:21. Overcome simply means to overcome, to subdue, as to overcome enemies in battle, to overcome difficulties or obstacles, to overflow, to surcharge, to come upon, to invade, to gain the superiority. I love that. Friends, to be victorious. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
That's right. I like that. Woo-hoo.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. B-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Yes,
I'm stuck.
I'm feeling it.
Hit me, I'm stuck.
Okay, quick.
Okay, gotcha. All right. In Deuteronomy 18:15, Moses said, the Lord thy God will raise unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, said Moses, through prophecy. Unto him shall you hearken, listen carefully to. In Acts 3:22, he says the same thing. It states, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. So, who is this that is to be raised up just like Moses? Jesus Christ. What did the Father promise? Moses. That he would give him the land as a promise. We're in the land, America. We don't have to possess it. We need to kick the leaving out. We need to kick the hell out and get the heaven in. Deuteronomy 1:28 says, the people is greater and taller than we. Here's the record of defeat. The cities are greater and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. God rebukes their bad report with dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. So friends, whose report are you going to believe? Give me a V.
V.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an O-R-Y.
O-R-Y.
What does that spell?
Victory.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Chase?
I'm going to think we're going to take that on the road. That was pretty good.
Friends, whose report are you going to believe? He promised us victory in Jesus Christ. By their fruits, you shall know them. By their fruits, you shall know them. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
I like that a lot.
I feel like I'm in high school again.
You're like a cheerleading squad or something.
Yes.
But you know what's interesting, too, about Joshua and Caleb? They wholly followed the Lord. The rest of the children of Israel, they were afraid and fearful. They said, there's giants in the land. They were focusing on the fearful giants rather than the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory who gave them the victory in Jesus Christ.
The Lord took it a step further and said, they're bred for you.
That's
then
right.
He took it another step and he said, their defenses are down. Folks, your enemies are within your land. You're not in their land.
That's right.
So who has the rightful authority? Okay, it's going to be taken away if you don't love it enough to hold on to it and fight for it. It's that simple.
That's right. And let's take heed from the lesson of Joshua and Caleb. They were the ones that received the promise. They received the land. Why? Scripture says because they wholly followed the Lord. They didn't look at the giants and say, oh, we can't do it. They said the land is good. The land is plenty. We can do this thing in Jesus' name. And the Lord rewarded them because of their obedience unto Christ. They kept their eyes fixed upon Jesus rather than all the fear that they saw throughout the land. That makes a big difference what your mind and your heart is fixed upon. If your eyes are fixed upon Christ, you're going to have the victory because you know that without him, you can do nothing. But with him, all things are possible with God.
Amen.
But if you keep your eyes fixed upon, you know, the giants in the land, where are you going to end up?
You know,
fear,
Fox,
doing nothing.
Fox, the best the conservatives have, you know, they're coming for us. There's nothing we can do, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't call them up.
You know, thank God.
You know, we got to do a little more than talk, Mr. Fox News Star.
Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, thank God that our founding forefathers did not just sit back and say, oh, Tyrant King George and all those British troops are coming for us.
Yeah.
Ooh, we better just hide out. But you know what? If you want to say, listen, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I want to be a part of the solution. I want to be a part of the answer because we know that we have V-I-C-T-O-R-Y through Christ.
Oh, I like that.
How can you be a part of it? There's so many different ways.
It's a terrible place to be when you're friends, but it is contagious, is it not?
That's right. I feel like I've got to get some pom-poms in here. But we really want to make sure that we're doing. We're turning talk radio into do radio. For those of you that say, what can I do to help? Well, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com for one and click on the donate button. Give your financial support so we can continue to do what we do, reaching across this nation and also 53 other different countries. Or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. What that means is you support us on a monthly basis, what you can, and that helps us consistently have a foundation support so we can kind of jump off from our foundation support to go and do other projects and things that we're doing. We're actually coming to the end of a very important project. We should be done, Lord willing, by
tomorrow.
We'll
give you that good report in a couple days.
We will. A couple days we should be able to give you that good report, which we're excited about.
Staying safe, staying safe.
That's right. So we're excited about that.
Not birthing the baby before its birth.
That's right. We got to let it come out as it comes. But I want to say for those that say, well, listen, what can I do? You can give financially. Or if you say, well, I want to be able to empower people in my own community, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, click on the store. We've got tons of resources. We've got DVDs, books, CDs, you name it, we got it. It doesn't take a lot to just say, hey, let me invite some friends over to my house and we'll play the My War documentary series. Hey, I've got this friend at work. I can't really talk to him very well. Why don't I hand him a book and say, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio. I'd value your opinion on that. There's many different ways to get involved. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Like and share the articles. We can do this thing in Jesus' name.
Folks, also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new website, media resource. You're going to love it. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days.
beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's